We're talking with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, and we kind of went through the ice conditions. Now let's talk about the individual species of fish and where they're catching them on each of the lakes. So what do you want to start with? What's the hottest fish right now?
Oh, I'd say the hottest is probably the walleye. That's what most of them are going after. They're blue shiners, golden shiners, walleye suckers that they're using. They're having good success with all three of them. Rapalas are working real well, the jig and wraps. We've got plenty of Swedish pimples, demon jigs, and wrap finkies. Seems to be the glow-in-the-dark colors, the chartreuses, pinks. That seems to be working the best for everybody.
And then what would you say the next type of fish that seems to be cooperating the most?
Probably the pike. Here again, they're using minnows. We do have our large pike suckers. We also have spearing decoys. We have two sizes of those. Smaller decoys than the great big Mongo ones. They're going out there. They're starting to set up spear shacks and everything to try and go after the big ones.
Oh. And are you hearing anything from any of the pan fishermen or perch fishermen at all?
I've got a few that's coming up this next weekend. Yeah, they're starting to get those out there, too. They're getting some decent numbers of perch out there. And we've got the Haleys here and the neon lights and that sort of stuff that they like to use and a bunch of teardrops. They're just out there catching fish right now.
What about wigglers? They got a lot of good reports from perch fishermen on wigglers elsewhere. What about in Curtis?
We've got wigglers here. I got a couple guys that just started to use them today. We've also got mouses and waxworms, and I'll have spikes on Monday.
Okay. And again, just to clarify, most of the time when we're talking perch, that's on Big Lake, right?
Well, they're getting a few perch out of South Lake, too.
Really? Okay. Right.
Primarily, you're going to get them out of Big Lake, and primarily, you're going to get your bluegills out of South Lake. But they are in both lakes, so.
Interesting. Now, are you using the weed beds, looking for weed beds and then fishing on the edges of those?
Yes. Weed beds and drop-offs. Right now, I'd say probably 8 to 10 feet has probably been your optimum range that most of them are going in.
And the teardrops or rat finkies, that kind of little stuff that they're using, any colors working better for the panfish?
I'd say probably the green and the pink. Those seem to be the two predominant colors on these lakes right now.
Green and pink. That's good info. Let's see. Anything else coming up that we should know about? Any big weekends in Curtis? You guys always have some cool events going on at some point every month. What's happening?
January 28th. Mark your calendars. That's a Saturday. We have our second annual Frostbite Pike Contest. $500 first place. Prizes out to fifth. You can fish South Lake, Big Lake, North Lake, Millicokia, and Millicoken Lakes. It's $20 to enter. You enter here at the bait shop, and we just want everybody to go out and have a good time.
Mick at Mick's Bait Shop, what do you always say?
Let's get fishing.
And what do I always say?
Won't hurt us to go to Curtis.
Yeah, I'm on my way there, too. I haven't nailed down the date yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm coming over to do a little fishing with my buddy Mark Gordon.
Awesome.
We'll come in and get our bait from you and see you, of course.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
We'll check in with you again soon, Mick. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is The Outdoor Show.